More than 500,000 people have now been ordered to evacuate the Texas and Louisiana coasts as Hurricane Laura approaches. This storm is expected to come ashore late tonight or early tomorrow morning as a major hurricane. In Texas, almost 400,000 people in the cities of Galveston, Beaumont, and Port Arthur have been told to leave their homes. But as Florian Martin of Houston Public Media reports, some are staying behind and just hoping for the best.
At the Raceway gas station on Galveston's Broadway Avenue, cars were occupying nearly every pump. Many were headed out of Galveston Island on Tuesday, but not all were evacuating.
I mean, not worried. It's kind of what happens down here.
Walter Rowe says he's lived here his entire life and has been through many hurricanes. He says he's only evacuated for Ike in 2008. He wasn't sure yet if he will this time.
My trust and faith is in God, and I have to stand on that.
At another pump, Rick Duff was filling up his tank and a couple of canisters for his generator. He says he'll ride out the storm.
I've got shutters and really have my generator ready, and that's about all I'm really doing. So cleaning up around the yard, make sure there's nothing that's going to blow around, and that's about it.
Duff says he just moved to Galveston 2 years ago and hasn't experienced a hurricane. But he says his house was built in the 1950s and has withstood several storms, so he's confident it will weather Laura too. Down the road, Pablo Carcano was helping his uncle board up his furniture store.
We have a big glass window running along here. It's just easy to break, and we like to protect any furniture that we can.
Aside from strong winds, Laura might bring a life-threatening storm surge. Carcano says they flooded during Hurricane Ike, despite being elevated. He says they'll load the more expensive furniture on a truck and leave the island before Laura gets closer. Others don't have a way to evacuate on their own. Madeline McNeil lives in public housing and was waiting for a chartered bus to take her and others off the island.
I'm in a wheelchair and I cannot take a taxi to wherever they're going to evacuate us. And I have no idea where they're going to evacuate us. It's a whole new change in a 78-year-old life.
Officials have ordered evacuations because the storm surge could be 13 feet or higher wherever Hurricane Laura comes ashore. For NPR News, I'm Florian Martin in Galveston.